Chapter 2.
And Yahweh fulfilled the warnings which he had uttered against us, against our judges who governed Israel, against our kings and princes, and against the men of Israel and Judah. He brought evils down upon us so great that nowhere else under heaven has there been done what has been done in Jerusalem, as was written in the law of Moses, that among us one should eat the flesh of his son, and another the flesh of his daughter. And he has made us subject to all the kingdoms round about us, to be a reproach and a horror among all the neighboring nations to which Yahweh has scattered us. Instead of being raised up, we are brought low, because we sinned against Yahweh our God, not heeding his voice. Righteousness belongs to Yahweh our God. But we, like our fathers, are flushed with shame even to this day. All the evils of which Yahweh had warned us have come upon us, and we did not plead before Yahweh, nor did each turn from the figments of his evil heart. And Yahweh kept watch over the evils and brought them home to us. For Yahweh is righteous in all the works he commanded us to do. But we did not heed his voice or follow the precepts of Yahweh which he set before us. And now, Yahweh, God of Israel, you who led your people out of the land of Egypt with your mighty hand, with signs and wonders and great might, and with your upraised arm, so that you have made for yourself a name till the present day, we have sinned, been impious, and violated all your statutes, O Yahweh our God. Let your anger be withdrawn from us, for we are left few in number among the nations to which you have scattered us. O Yahweh, hear our prayer of supplication and deliver us for your own sake. Grant us favor in the presence of our captors, so that the whole earth may know that you are Yahweh, our God, and that Israel and his descendants bear your name. O Yahweh, look down from your holy dwelling and take thought of us. Incline your ear, O Yahweh, and listen to us. Open your eyes, O Yahweh, and behold, for it is not the dead in the netherworld whose spirits have been taken from within them who will give glory and vindication to Yahweh, but it is he whose soul is deeply grieved, who walks bowed and feeble with failing eyes and famished soul, who will declare your glory and righteousness, Yahweh. O Yahweh, our God, it is not upon the righteous deeds of our fathers and our kings that we base our plea for mercy in your sight. You have brought your wrath and anger down upon us, as you had warned us through your servants the prophets. Thus saith Yahweh, bend your shoulders to the service of the king of Babel, that you may continue in the land I gave your fathers. For if you do not hear Yahweh's voice, so as to serve the king of Babel, from the cities of Judah and from the streets of Jerusalem, I will silence the sounds of joy and the sounds of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, and all the land shall be deserted without inhabitants. But we did not heed your voice or serve the king of Babel, and you fulfilled the threats you had made through your servants the prophets, to have the bones of our kings and the bones of our fathers brought out from their burial places. And indeed, they lie exposed to the heat of day and the frost of night. They died in dire anguish by hunger and the sword and plague. And you have reduced the house which bears your name to what it is today, for the wickedness of the kingdom of Israel and the kingdom of Judah. But with us, O Yahweh our God, you have dealt in all your clemency and in all your great mercy. This was your warning through your servant Moses on the day when you ordered him to write down your law in the presence of the Israelites. If you do not heed my voice Surely this great and numerous throng will dwindle away among the nations to which I will scatter them. For I know they will not heed me, because they are a stiff-necked people. But in the land of their captivity they shall have a change of heart. They shall know that I, Yahweh, am their God. And I will give them hearts and heedful ears, and they shall praise me in the land of their captivity, and shall invoke my name. Then they shall turn back from their stiff-necked stubbornness and from their evil deeds, because they shall remember the fate of their fathers who sinned against Yahweh. And I will bring them back to the land which I swore to give their fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and they shall rule it. I will make them increase, they shall not be diminished. And I will establish an eternal covenant with them, that I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And I will never again remove my people Israel from the land I gave them.